The outlook of people of faith on that. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Every soul shall taste that. You shall receive your rewards only on the day of resurrection. Anyone who is spared the fire and admitted to the garden will surely triumph. The life of this world is just the enjoyment of delusion. Surat Al-Imran 185. Death will come upon every man existing in this world at a predestined time. In the companies with the verse, I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan, every soul shall taste that. In the end, you shall return to us. Surat Al-Ankabut 57. Nothing a man possesses, neither property, fortune, status, fame, grandeur, nor good looks, can ward off that. That is a law of Allah. No one can escape this absolute and unavoidable fact. As the verse, I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan, wherever you are, that will catch up with you, even if you are impregnable fortresses. Surat An-Nisa 78 reminds us, there has never been anyone who could succeed in escaping from death. This fact is an issue about which people of faith attain a profound understanding. Once they comprehend the certainty and closeness of that, they understand that they need to prepare for the life after that, fearing an imminent death that may come upon them before attaining the moral perfection Allah demands from His servants and earning His approval, they embrace the religion of Allah with great sincerity and enthusiasm. They lose no time in drawing nearer to Allah and earning His approval, since they realize that they may meet death at any moment. The prayer of believers in the Quran is as follows. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Originator of the heavens and earth, you are my protector in this world and the next. So take me as a Muslim at my death and unite me with those who are sincere. Surah Yunus 101. The people of faith accept death with full submission, since it is a law of Allah. Over and above this, they consider it as a gate through which to attain paradise. Meanwhile, they never forget that they must strive hard to avoid the punishment of hell and earn the approval of Allah. Believers unceasingly feel fear and hope until they meet death. They hope for paradise because they believe. Likewise, they fear hell since they never find themselves self-sufficient. The severity of the pain and punishment experienced in the hell is incomparable to any pain suffered in this world. The torment of fire is of various kinds. The people of hell constantly scream to be saved from fire. They are cramped into narrow places, their hands tied to their necks, they writhe in pain, they are whipped with iron whips, their hunger and thirst become unbearable, their pain never abates. This dire situation is exacerbated by profound regret, a feeling of desperation and hopelessness, the wish to disappear for all eternity, but to no avail. They are addressed as follows. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Roast in it and bear it patiently, or do not bear it patiently. It makes no difference either way. You are simply being repaid for what you did. Surat At-Tur 16. People of faith continuously contemplate the torment of hell depicted in the Quran and turn towards Allah. One of perfected faith always keeps in mind that he can at any moment meet the angels of death and thus pass on to the hereafter. His decisions, attitudes, behavior, and the way he speaks reflect his commitment to being worthy of paradise and staying away from hellfire, because no one in this world can be exempt from divine retribution. Aware that I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Scales of justice, Surat Al-Anbiya 37, will be set up on the day of judgment. He does not want to miss an atom's weight of good. Allah has warned people on this subject as follows. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. That day people will emerge segregated to see the results of their actions. Whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it. Whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it. Surat Al-Zilzal 6-8. Similarly, he strictly abstains from any act that would incur the disapproval of Allah, because each act he commits will draw him closer either to paradise or to hell. Nothing exists beyond these two places. Believers who have a certain awareness of these facts feel constant fear and hope throughout their lives. They never forget the state of people awaiting to be taken either to paradise or to hell on the day of judgment. How would someone behave if he were at the crossroads of paradise and hell right at this moment, and realize that his eternal life will begin in earnest after his being judged. Being right on the verge of hell, would he ever dare to display a displeasing attitude which would immediately be taken into account? Certainly not. On the contrary, anybody in such a dire situation would do anything to attain paradise and would draw on his wisdom and conscience to display the attitude most pleasing to Allah. Even a person who had never engaged in such a serious effort throughout his life, deeming the Day of Judgment distant from himself, would feel great panic and strive to make up for his misdeeds. But on that day, no time is granted to make amends. The time granted terminates with death, and records are thereupon finalized. From that moment on, no one will be requited for anything other than what he has done. Having an unshakable faith in the hereafter, paradise and hell, and keeping their minds occupied with the remembrance of death, account for the unflagging efforts of people of perfected faith. To avoid fear and regret in the hereafter, they consider themselves as if awaiting Allah's verdict on them on the Day of Judgment at every moment of their lives. They prepare themselves for the afterlife with clear consciousness and faith in the manner of one who has seen the beauty of paradise and the horrors of hell with his own eyes and returned to this life. Therefore, in the face of each situation, they strive to display the best attitude, since they know that any minor heedlessness or unscrupulousness may set them on a course of regret for which there is no remedy. To conclude, the utter conviction of those of faith ensures us an unswerving commitment to draw nearer to Allah and to stand in fear of Him. In the life of the verse, I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan, so fear Allah as much as you are able to. Surat At-Takabun 16. Believers fear Allah as much as they can and hope to be worthy of paradise.